This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. If anyone listening today attended the old-fashioned Christmas open house at the Pioneer Farm west of Roseau in early December, you saw a number of old buildings that have been moved to that site from other parts of the county over many years. One of them was the old log church of Pine Creek, believed to be the first church built specifically for that purpose in Roseau County. Pine Creek's first Norwegian immigrant settlers came in 1889, many having moved from North Dakota. Their first visit by a Lutheran pastor was in July 1890. In December the same year, Pine Creek's congregation was organized by Pastor Peterson from Hallock, Minnesota. The congregation consisted of 12 families at that time. Names of the early families were Compline, Skokstad, Rice, Elton, Cleven, Listy, Besserud, Lund, Knudsen, Flotten, Rustad, and Lee. Many of those families continued to live in Pine Creek for several generations. In 1932, Signe Elton Knudsen wrote her memories of the Pine Creek Church for the records. Her story was written in Norwegian, the common language of most of the inhabitants of Pine Creek. It was later translated to English by Karen Lislegard, and this story is from that translation. The worship of God was first held in the log houses of the residents. The first service was held at the home of Arne Knudsen, who lived 1.5 miles east from what is now Pine Creek. In the year 1891, rumors came that the Indians were about to attack and wanted to get rid of the white people. Some timber was cut in the swamp 2 miles east from Pine Creek, with the object to build a fort as protection. Fortunately, there was no use for a fort. The newborn congregation felt the need to own a church where they could meet for services, also to be used as a schoolhouse until later. Several of them had large families. They were not too busy with their own work that they forgot their God and the heritage they had with them from Norway. In 1892, the timber that originally was planned for a fort was hauled together with more timber from the same swamp for the building of the first church house built in Roseau County. For different reasons, not much work was done on the church for 2 years, but the need to own a church was there in the hearts of most, and willing hands got busy. It was built on the east side of what is now the Pine Creek Cemetery. The pioneers could make the walls smooth with an axe. Signe remembered as a young child watching her father, Johannes Elton, put an axe on his shoulder and go. She asked her mother, "Where is father going?" Her mother answered, "He will build on the church." In 1894, the church was finished. We thought the room was large. Walls were higher and smoother than in the settlers' houses. The floor and ceiling was from lumber, bought from a sawmill operated by Schuberg Brothers near Roseau. All the lumber was planed by hand. There were 6 windows, 3 on the west and 3 on the east, and 1 door on the south. These could tell their history. How 2 members of the congregation, namely Arne Knudsen and Evan Ramstad, hauled them in a boat from Roseau, then hauled them on a wagon. The trip took 3 days. Through these windows, the Indians looked in on us when we sat on the school benches. Their trail went on the west side of the church. We never heard mention again of a war with the Indians. A committee was elected to buy a stove. They were Arne Knudsen and Johannes Skokstad. The stove was bought for $5 from Robert Moorhead of Ross. He had bought it for his own use, but the settler's house was too small for the stove. In 1932, Signe wrote that it was still in use. It continued to be used for many more years and is still in the building. The furniture in the church was homemade benches with no backrest. In 1903, the Ladies' Aid managed to buy chairs. They were more comfortable. These chairs were hauled with horses, wagon, and hay rack. Evan Elton, with his good team of horses, made the trip to Stephen. That was the nearest railroad, a distance of 75 miles. The church was also used for Sunday school, young people's meetings, Ladies' Aid auction sales, religious school, and public school. A blackboard was homemade. The first eraser was a rabbit foot. Signe remembers coming home after being away. At that time, the road into Pine Creek came from the east. As you came around the curve 1 mile east of Pine Creek, you could see the church. Travel was slow, so there was plenty of time to look at the church with its gray log walls. She remembers thinking, "Now I am soon home." She says, "We learned to love this church house. When we got older, memories came dear and earnestly. It could be from confirmation instruction, a certain sermon, some farewell service from a minister. I remember confirmation day the best." In 1908, the new church was built 1 mile west of Pine Creek. As the years went by, the foundation under the old church began to deteriorate, and some mentioned it had to be repaired if it was to be preserved. It was decided to move the church to Pine Creek in the 20s. It was at that time a lot of work to get it moved. In 1932, it was being used as a community hall and used for many meetings and servings by the Ladies' Aid. It was remodeled and a kitchen added for convenience. That wasn't the last time the building was moved. In the 1970s, again, the building needed restoration, and that was done with the assistance of the Office of Economic Opportunities Mainstream work crew from Badger. Spearheading the project were John T. Elton, Eugene Simmons, Elmer Salto, and Joel Olson. John expressed appreciation for the help given by the Mainstream crew. It was placed on cement blocks at the roadside park along Highway 89 north of Pine Creek. Many people visited that park. There was a flowing well on the site from when it had been the home of the Martin Elton family. There were covered picnic benches and outhouses for the convenience of travelers. Eventually, that park was closed and the building deteriorated again. Since then, it was moved to the Pioneer Farm, where it remains an ongoing restoration project of the Roseau County Historical Society. Thanks to Wild 102 for the time to tell our county stories.